Okay, thank you for that recess. I'm interested in entertaining motions to move forward.
I'm ready to make one.
Board Member Nelson.
And it's not just because I want to go meet with the grandson, but I would like to move this along. I don't feel comfortable at all with eliminating or choosing an individual alternative at this point for several reasons. We've heard all these numbers and we've heard a lot of anecdotes about stream this width is going to miss a fish, or stream this width is going to predict fish, but they won't be there. But one thing we haven't gotten yet is we haven't received a good economic analysis of what will it cost to the landowners of all different sizes, and what's the benefit to the fish. And I think I don't feel comfortable personally with eliminating a bunch of these alternatives until I know that information. Maybe I will at some point. So my proposal, and I'll send it around. I'll keep one. Epsilon. Is that we move forward to analyze four different alternatives, four different options. And we ask the fish technical group to analyze the cost, benefits, and accuracy so that we can move forward for a permanent FM breakthrough. And the four alternatives are: one, the current rules; two, the UTEP proposal as presented this morning; three, the Western Tribes proposal as put forward this morning; and four, the landowner's proposal as presented this morning, which in essence is test number 15, which I and other members voted for at the August meeting, and then it went on to the secondary one, and it now includes their description of the unanimous way. I would like to see the analysis done for all four of those, and then when we have that information, cost, benefits, accuracy, what's it going to do for fish, I feel comfortable making a decision. I do not at this point feel comfortable eliminating any other solutions.
I second that one.
Okay, moved by Board Member Nelson, seconded by Board Member Willett. Discussion by board members. Just a couple of comments, because I heard during public testimony, I want to be really clear. And I'm trying to figure out whether I'm going to suggest some changes to how that motion is worded. First of all, the staff the Fish Habitat Technical Group will not be doing the economic analysis.
Okay. That's fine.
It's helpful.
My idea is that I want to integrate not the nine people that were on the panel yesterday, but I want to integrate with the Habitat Technical Group, people that actually do this type of work, into the process. I know they won't be writing the economic analysis, but I don't want to leave them out of this process, because they're the ones that have to implement this.
Right. So, Board Member Nelson, here's my suggestion, is what we need to do is have a motion that puts forth the PHBs we'd like, the alternative PHB proposals that we'd like to move forward. We'll have a second motion later on about directing staff and how they'll be directed. I want to try and keep those two pieces separate. So what's the proposals you'd like staff to move forward with? And then second, we'll have a motion on directing staff. I'd like to sort of bifurcate those two issues.
I'm not sure I understand. Can you say that again?
So you're asking staff. So what we need is we need a decision on what PHBs we'd like staff to consider in drafting a rule, technical guidance, doing the CBA, SBEIS, and CFA.
That's not what my motion says. I don't want staff to pick and choose between PHBs and come up with something else. I want something that's tied back to the science report.
No, I agree with you. I'm not suggesting that.
Okay. I still don't understand what's wrong with that, though. But I don't speak government very well.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your list of PHBs for us to choose from? Is that what you're looking for?
No, I think they're there. You're asking the three proposals, items 2, 3, and 4, to be moved forward as alternatives to be analyzed, correct? And there is always a no action alternative.
Right.
Consider, so.
I can clarify. So what the chair is asking for is just not to have this language in the beginning about the way staff is going to analyze things. It's the, this motion is about the what, not the who's going to be involved doing it. And he's proposing a second motion about how staff is going to be directed to do the analysis, not the PHBs that are going to be analyzed. Just separating those two.
I think that's the way I actually had it at first, but that was added by some staff.
Right, sorry.
Translating government.
So, I mean, if.
So you take the first line out, I move the forest practice board direct staff to work with the current fish habitat technical view to analyze. You take that part out and you make that a second motion, we direct staff to work with fish habitat technical view to do something, I don't know.
Yeah, and I've got a.
So I move to analyze the following alternatives for cost.
Yes.
What you're saying? I'm fine.
I would. I suggest I move the following alternatives forward in the. Or something like that. Staff, would you like to, Mark or Joe, do you have some suggested language to help with this?
I think staff is working on it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Wait for a minute.
If I understand you, you could just move out, just take the direct staff to work with the fish habitat technical group too, and just say, I move the forest practice board to analyze the following and alternatives for cost, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Right? Okay. And then if you want a second motion that talks about us directing staff to work with the technical groups, that's fine, good.
So, if you got something there for staff?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Just going to say a few minutes. Take that as a friendly amendment, what you've got up on the screen there.
As soon as I read it, yep. Let me see the first part again. Can you scroll down, Patricia?
I just moved it to a new page.
That's your original.
That's mine, okay. Now show me what you got in there. Well, you don't have the stuff I put in there about benefit cost analysis and accuracy.
So what I'm asking you to do is bifurcate that into a second motion.
I was really, really trying to give a one-step motion over your six-step motion, Steve.
Well, what I'd like to do is, if you'd please give me some deferences, we need to make some decisions on what PHP proposals we're going to move forward.
Right.
And then we're going to direct staff what to do with those proposals.
May I ask a question? If this motion would move it into a cost benefit analysis, that just, isn't that just automatic?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So that's part of.
My specific motion was to analyze costs, benefits, and accuracy.
So that, the second part of that.
So put that into yours and then I'll be a happy camper. I don't care if it's redundant. I would like to state that the motion is to analyze alternatives for cost, benefits, and accuracy.
I think the accuracy part is.
It's a big part of it for me.
Well, that's what I think he's hoping to get at.
I haven't seen the second one here, so I'll wait till we do this.
Our second motion I'd like to put up is directing staff to go develop the goal, the guidance, SBIS, et cetera, as per requirement of the APA, regulatory apprentice act, CEPA, et cetera. As soon as you start putting cost benefits and accuracy, I have some issues now. So that's part of the discussion.
Well, the intent of the motion is that I don't feel qualified or I don't feel knowledgeable enough to eliminate something at this point because I don't know that stuff.
I'm not
I hate to lose that thought from here by shading it down to government. That's my thought.
So here's my understanding of what's going on, Tom, and that maybe this would help. Is that this first part is to of your motion is to consider all of these alternatives in these analyses. And then the second piece is going to be Stephen directing staff to do all of the analyses that are required in the APA.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
Okay.
Where's the second one?
Yeah, there we go.
Would that be helpful?
Rearrangements.
No, not.
That's the first one.
What he's wanting to do, so he's confident that he gets what he needs, is look at the motion directing staff on what to do with PHP options. And so that's a separate motion. That's
Why don't you just make it speak, or they can type, because you did a really good job of saying.
How about the second motion should read as follows. I move the Forest Practices Board direct staff to incorporate the PHP options into new language guidance.
Remember, it's Valentine's Day.
And despite this, we all love each other.
So to bifurcate these motions, we've got one up there, and the other one would be, I move the Forest Practices Board direct staff to incorporate the PHP options into rule language, comma, guidance, and required analyses, paren, CBA, SBEIS, and CEPA, paren, to accompany the draft RFP.
The what? Draft RFP.
Part of the reason that I worded it the way I did was that I was not satisfied with what we got back from the scientific team. They did a tremendous job, they did it twice, and I agree with all the hard work they did. But frankly, I don't think they did what we asked them to do, certainly not what I expected to get back from the August meeting. So I would like to have some further analysis and some further data on the potential accuracy of these things. The accuracy is not in there. We got a lot of percent capture, which I frankly don't understand how that equates to accuracy, but do some sort of write-up in there. So I think the idea of having, it's okay to put in the CBA, CBIS, and CEPA, but I do want the concept that we're asking staff to come back with. I would like to see, these are the options, these are the costs, these are the benefits, this is what it'll do for fish, and this is how accurate we think we are in these predictions. I don't think that's asking too much for me to make this type of, you know, important decision.
So the only concern I have is about your notion of wanting to know what the accuracy is. Because I think that whatever you put on the ground is going to be as accurate as the methodology you put on the ground.
I agree.
And in fact, the data, whether it's the data moving forward that we collect as a result of future water type mods validation study, would be the data you would use to verify if we were doing a model, accuracy would be an issue. What we're trying to do is approximate fish habitat that's likely to be used. And so I don't understand how accuracy comes into this picture.
Well, the other thing that I had in there that I took out to try to make it short, which is, I'm not doing a very good job of that so far, was the ease of implementation. In other words, I would like staff to look at each of these options and to look at the rule language and tell us how easy is this going to be to implement and administer. We heard from the small landowners that they want some help now with all these different things. They don't know that they can go out there and implement certain portions of certain rules. So whether it's accuracy or it's ease of implementation, I would like some sort of a report back about this one will be easy to implement, this one is going to be easy.
I would take that as I would agree with you, Tom.
So how do we write that so that we get it?
So I would suggest that we add to that second motion that the staff, in conjunction with the stakeholder group, bring back a report on actually trying out each of the proposals. Hmm. And then at the June meeting.
Okay.
And that's from an implementation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Help us out.
Board member Pereira.
Mr. Chair, I just had a question about developing a second motion.
Yes.
Because I think that assumes that we have a motion that passes, then we would develop language for a second motion.
We're talking about a second motion without having a second, and we have one motion on the table. That's correct.
Yeah.
So I had asked if we could bifurcate the motion that's on the table, and I guess the question is the mover and the seconder okay with that?
I haven't really been able to read all of it. Is it done yet?
Still working.
Okay. Move the SPB, accept the following PHP alternatives to be included in the draft rule proposal and accompanying analysis. 1, no action. 2, UCAT 3, Western 4 landowners. I move to see fourth practice board direct staff to incorporate the PHP options into rule language, guidance, and required analyses, parentheses, CBA, CBIS, and CEPA to accompany the draft. Okay, I think the word up there to incorporate the above PHP options into the rule language would be a little more clarifying. the above PHP options into rule language guidance and required analysis to come to draft. I also direct staff to report back to the rule meeting on the ability to implement each approved PHP option. I'm okay with that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you wanted that.
And I'd be okay with that, the direct staff to work with stakeholders, but.
To work with key, how did I word?
Fish habitat.
Yeah, plug that into the second part of it, Patricia.
So this makes us all into one motion.
To direct staff to work with the fish habitat. Okay, that's fine.
Fish habitat what?
Fish habitat technical group. But I was gonna put that in the paragraph above it, not in that one.
It works.
It could be involved.
The language guidance, no, that's okay, it's better there, actually.
So this is not one.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's still discussing, so,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Board Member Will.
Shouldn't that second paragraph there on the bottom also say, I also move to, rather than I also direct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, the second paragraph, they both did.
Right, I mean, I think the first paragraph's appropriate, I don't believe the second one is. It's the mover's direction, rather than moving the motion.
Thank you, Board Member. So we basically got three motions out there, and are both the motion for second and the second are okay with those being up there?
I am.
You next. Okay, so do we want to, Board Member Davis?
I don't know if this is an appropriate place for this particular discussion, and at the risk of affirming that I'm the least popular person potentially in this room by bringing up this discussion, I'll take a risk. It's been a long and rewarding life for me. I'm really struggling, and I don't know if I'm the only person, but with all these alternatives, you know, this is one approach to take a look at it. The part maybe I'm struggling with is there's a lot of agreement around elements. Maybe not with exact detail about certain elements. I'm struggling with, well, I shouldn't say I'm struggling. I'm thankful that it seems like we're all on the same page that an anatomous floor, maybe with the exception on the east side. I want to respect those differences. But it seems like we have consensus around having some sort of anatomous floor. And there's other key elements in each of the proposals that there's some, I think, consensus around. A 3-foot vertical drop as a PHP, as an example. And there's some key differences. Well, the 5% inflection point, I think there's, at least on the west side, we have consensus around that, it seems, as well. And there are some key, potentially key differences in the 2-foot width versus the ratio piece. And so this is one approach. What I wanted to bring up for discussion is we could also break this into elements and have an alternative move forward that has the elements where we have consensus around it, and then have the fish technical group also go out in the field in this short period of time that we have while we consider these alternatives, and be on the ground with the landowners to test them out a little bit and come back to us in the June meeting, and then the pieces that we don't get clarity on, those should be part of our validation monitoring, in my mind. So I guess I'm struggling with throwing a bunch of alternatives forward that have a lot of similarities and just a few key, potentially key differences. But I don't know how my teammates here feel about that.
May I just jump in for a second? If the board's goal is to move forward with the CR 102 at the June meeting, the board would need to have rule language for that. So for... The rule language is the foundation upon which to do some of the other analyses that are being requested.
Completely understand.
Okay.
I was offering, there's an opportunity to potentially craft an alternative that would go forward instead of pushing all four of these alternatives forward. That just for discussion.
I think there's some validity in what you're saying, Jeff, but I think that that's the next step, personally. I'm not comfortable with eliminating some of the options, even though we do have consensus around some of the concepts that are here, without knowing what are the costs of, you know, changing it from 3 feet to 5 feet, and what are the benefits to fish. I don't know that yet. I would like to have that information before we did some of that tearing down of the alternatives, or combining some of them that you're talking about. That's all I'm saying, is that I think we should do this first, and then, you know, to keep that spirit of what we have in common here and move forward. But I don't want to do that until I have a rigorous cost-benefit analysis on all of the items and the movies options.
Board Member Herrera and then Board Member Sadiq.
I would first like to voice support for what Board Member Davis is, I think, proposing or saying is possible, because I've been talking the last couple of days with people about, you know, how do you get there, because I think we can get there. And also, I'm concerned that by running a bunch of alternatives, then I think that a number of things, there's not information that's going to be available that's going to lead us to an answer anyway in a short period of time. I think we have identified what the PHBs are in our different documents, and I mean, we have proposals, so we can take and put them together. The ones we agree on will be there, and the ones we don't agree on is where you could try to convene these folks to try to resolve an answer quickly. I don't know if the May meeting would provide us time to make a decision that gives the staff time to do the cost-benefit analysis by June or not. I don't know how long that takes. Probably depends on how narrow the I don't know how long that takes. But I think we could do this. I think we should sit down and try this exercise now and today, and try to reach agreement on something that's not as onerous as this proposal, I think, is.
So I just want to address, I think the board needs to make decisions on what alternatives should go forward today, whether it's one or many. I am not, from my position as chair and responsible for staff. Staff needs to know what to do starting tomorrow. And so asking a stakeholder group to continue to work on this with the hope that consensus would come about, I don't believe that's, I mean, that's why we're where we're at today. And so if they wanted to do that in parallel, that's not an issue, because then we can always throw out options in June. But I don't want to delay staff from getting started on the required analyses, the drafting of the rule, and the drafting of guidance.
So I just want to respond to that. I don't think I was, at least I didn't mean to propose that. I believe we could come up with a short list of the PHBs to put forward as one proposal for them to be able to analyze. I think we have the ability to do that.
Mr. Chairman.
I've skipped over this.
Great.
So then I will come back to you, sir.
So I have a kind of a fundamental question about the cost benefit analysis. So, you know, A, I understand it's required, and B, I understand why it's important information for landowners and customers, but for all of us. One of the things that's perplexing to me about how it's going to be done, though, is that we've all acknowledged, it's why there's going to be a validation study, that we have sort of as much information as possible. And the science team went through its report, they did an assessment, their best assessment of accuracy, and might ask Hans to come up here and talk about this. I think there might be a disagreement about like how you measure that, or how it's able to be measured with the kind of information that's currently available. But what I'm getting at is that it's easier to measure cost in terms of how a proposal lays out on the ground. If it ends up being that much different than what's being done today, you can measure the number of trees and the cost of those trees on the ground. But we've all acknowledged, and we've all heard from scientists, we've all heard from the management staff, we've heard from the technical group, that there is uncertainty out in the world about the way these PHBs are going to be used within the NPAM framework to be able to protect fish. So what I'm worried about is that there will be some asymmetry in the results of the cost-benefit analysis, where it's really clear to say, yeah, these options are going to lay out differently on the ground, and here is how much it's going to cost. The benefits are going to be fuzzier just because we don't, as a group of policymakers and scientists, we don't have accurate information yet, and we're not going to get that information until after the validation study is done. What we do have is, based on what we know today, how this various combination of PHBs compares to the way hummingbirds have made. I mean, that's kind of what we have. So additional analysis will tell us how much each of those options cost, but it's going to be more guesswork about what the benefits to fish are, and then, you know, well-constructed cost-benefit analysis will have creative ways of talking about benefits, but it's going to be based on assumptions about benefits to fish, not like full knowledge, because we're lacking that full knowledge. So I just need to voice that. And so, for instance, one of the things I was looking at, so on the west side, the elements of the PHBs that the landowners are proposing, relatively comparable number of points captured. On the east side, both of those fall out much lower comparably. And I guess just what I'm concerned about is that in the absence of the ability to, in reality, assess accuracy in terms of did you capture fish habitat or did you not capture fish habitat, then we have better information about cost and not as good information about benefits, and that makes it harder for us to make decisions. So going with that, other than to say, if we're sort of forced to make a decision more on the cost side than the benefit side, I don't think we're set up well for that.
And I'll let Bob go, but I just wanted to respond. Well, I think you're right. We probably will have some less than stellar information on the benefits to fish, but at least we will have something. We'll have something we can compare between the two. The cost side is significant, and I think it will be. I remain worried that some of these options up here are going to spur a second round of RMAP, quite frankly. And when you do additional analysis or any kind of analysis on the cost side of it, you're going to find that a lot of the streams that have already gone through the RMAP proposal and have been okayed and the money's been spent are now going to need bridges. And how much of that and how extensive it's going to be, we don't have the foggiest idea at this point. I think each one of those options has some kind of confidence for what's that going to do, not just to land that people own that's now out of production for timber production, but what's it going to do to your road network? What's it going to do to the culverts you've already put in that you're now going to replace? There are costs that, yes, you're right, they'll probably be more accurate than the fuzzy benefits to fish, but I think that's something I need to know that before I can vote on this, and that's why I'd like to see all of these go forward. I frankly feel a little bit concerned that we didn't put more alternatives forward. You know, that's part of my disappointment with the science team. We've got four possible recommendations, all of which are pretty close in significance on the numbers, and we've got two for the east side. So I thought that shaving it down to the no action plus these three was at least a workable proposal. And we'll do the best we can with the information we get, but at least we'll have better information than we do today.
Well, thank you. You know, it's been a long, long haul for all of us here. And I think that we've come a long ways in the last few months. And I don't want to waste all of this effort with a whole bunch of technicalities until we find out some of these answers from a validation process. And I heard several people testify this morning. And, you know, one thing that really hit home with me was being over-inclusive is a plus. And I think this motion gives us the opportunity to be inclusive of a lot of different factions. So therefore, I think it's an opportunity to move forward at this point in time. And we see what comes in May. For validation, and then we move forward from there. But until we move today, we're just, as someone said several times, kicking the can down the road. I don't think we're kicking the can down the road with this motion. So anyway, I'm in favor of the motion. I just wanted to say that.
Board Member Willow. You know, just a little bit of comment on Board Member Sedin. You know, it's just not trees on the ground. You know, what it is, the economic impacts is not just for the large forest companies, you know, as far as knocking down trees. It's those impacts that have on jobs, on labor, on families, you know, in these communities that are already, you know, have suffered a long time with a lot of these restrictions. And I think what we're talking about now is fuzzy about fish now, right? You know, are we going far enough? You know, when we look at that fuzziness, I just believe that there's always going to be some question there. But my main concern is to get it right. I don't agree with all the aspects of, you know, these different options, but I believe that we still need to analyze them. We need to pick them apart. So, you know, all parties have at least some say in it, so we can do a proper analysis.
Board Member Davis.
So that's what I. So my different pathway forward, I believe, is in the same spirit of what I just heard you talk about. Right? Are we going to analyze 5% inflection when people are like, "Yep, we can live with that"? Maybe, you know, I'm a little worried, admittedly, that the anadromous floor drops
below 7%. We heard the panel, at least one member on the science panel say 7 to 10% in his experiences where the unanimous is. And we got a salmon steelhead crisis in the state, and we've invested a ton of cash, and forest industry included, to try to rebuild these populations. And would we analyze the difference between 2 feet and 0.7 or 0.8? You know, what are we analyzing? If these proposals moving forward are so darn similar and there's certain elements where there's a little bit of a difference, would we focus our analysis there? And I'm all about the economics side of the spectrum too. I don't think there's anyone in this room that says, let's save one resident cutthroat trout at a $1 billion cost to industry. I don't believe anyone in here wants to see even additional pressure on an industry, and especially on small forest landowners where it drives conversion. We all share that conversion is a challenge in making forested fish successful. So you could throw all these alternatives forward and we do the analysis, and maybe it all comes out for laundry. Well, I guess the different pathway I had in my mind is that that we would break them into elements. You could vote on the yes unanimous floor, yes 5% inflection, and then what you'd advance for analysis would be the differences between, quite frankly, width, I think, is the one main one, absent the or in addition to the difference between west side and the east side. So you can construct a different alternative that has you analyzing the difference for staff. You could forward an east side, and you could have the no action alternative.
Jeff, could this
work? Board Member Davies, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to voice my support of that idea. It seems like teasing where we have consensus and where we can agree, where we have agreement, be a lot less work for the staff and a faster pathway forward. So I'll push my support for that.
Board Member Nelson.
I think that your idea about taking the individual parts out, whether it's a certain percentage of a floor or an inflection, is a good idea. But I don't think that it's something that we're, number one, I don't think there is a whole lot of consensus on all this stuff, like you say. Number two, I think that we need to know more information before we could even look at that. What's the cost of going from a 5% floor to a 10% floor? What's the benefit to fish of doing that? I don't know those things in order to say, yeah, I'd go along with that. Nor I don't feel qualified to do that. That's why I would like to take this step, push this forward so that we can get some more analysis. One idea might be when staff goes to analyze this, putting it into a matrix like kind of the one we already have here, and take some of those critical elements out that you have concerns on, and seeing which of these alternatives, how they treat it differently. And then along with that, we can look at, well, okay, this does this, what's the cost, what's the benefit? If I could have all that laid out in the matrix, then I could feel comfortable doing it. But I don't have that laid out. You know a lot of this stuff from your experience. I don't.
Board Member Davis.
And in that experience, nothing's black and white in this world, folks. Like you can spend $1 trillion on the science side of this, and it's right back at this table with this same complicated conversation. So for example, I'll voice my concern again. The unanimous floor is really important to the co-managers. The industry proposal, if I understand it, says, yeah, unanimous zone, and anywhere from 2 to 10%. So what are you analyzing there? And then you analyze the 10%, and this isn't black and white. There's not, we're not going to actually get close to perfect until the validation monitoring comes forward to test these. One option is, and the chair will probably sideswiping here in a millisecond, at least under the table, is I don't want to kick the can. We've invested a lot of time and energy in this. And I'm also feeling like maybe some board members don't feel like they have enough certainty to make a really tough decision. And I respect that too. So you can push forward and make a decision based on throwing all these alternatives forward. What's the economic effect of that? And then this is good enough for now. I say that because this is what we have. So we're either making a decision on how to move forward into the validation monitoring piece at some point, or we're not. The economic piece is really, I can't say it enough, it's important to me. If we don't have forest landowners, then my agency doesn't have a lot of relevancy. We depend on you all for growing habitat and providing opportunity or access to opportunity for us. So that none of those words probably helped anyone, but they helped me feel a little better.
So, it's lunchtime. I'm going to suggest we break for lunch and do what we did yesterday, try to keep it 45 minutes or 20 after. One before the cafeteria closed down, and we come back and we're going to need to be prepared to call a question or put an alternative.
I'm ready now.
So, lunchtime.